Really nothing more than we asked him not to come to practice today. You know, there's going to be consequences to, you know, his actions, and it's a team-related issue, and I don't really want to get into the details of it, but we asked him not to come to practice today.
So he's still
on, he's still on the roster right now.
Happening for the foreseeable future?
We've got to make a decision, and I really don't want to get into the details of, you know, what we got to do.
He's not suspended at this point?
We have not. We have not done anything other than ask him not to come to practice.
Is suspension under consideration at all?
We haven't done anything other than ask him not to come to practice.
Did you talk to him today? Or
yes.
Was he in the building at all today? Or?
No.
Do you expect him in the building tomorrow?
Don't know.
If he's not going to be there on Sunday, who takes over the duties at middle linebacker, Dennis?
Omar Gaither would play.
Confident with that?
Yeah.
What has he shown you so far?
He's a veteran player. He's understands football. And, you know, he started a lot of games in his career. So he's a guy that's played. He's picked up on the defense quickly. So we got confidence that that he'll be able to go if that's needed.
This situation is a first for you here, as far as I know. Any kind of issue with a player that asked not to come to practice for whatever reason, do you see it as any kind of distraction at all?
You know, guys, really, I've really said what I need to say about this. We asked Rolando not to come to practice today. We'll make any decisions that we need to make when that time comes as an organization. And it's a team issue, and we're gonna keep it within the team.
Did you talk to the players about it? Or?
Listen, it's a team issue. We're going to keep it within the team. He was limited again in practice, but looked better today. So, again, we still got a few days. We'll see where he's at.
Parsons' thumb appeared on the injury report. Is that something new?
You know, he took all his reps yesterday. Today his thumb was a little sore. We limited his reps. Again, he'll be another one that we'll have to see as we go, you know, through the remainder of the week where he's at.
When did Parson get hurt in the heat?
You know, I'm not sure exactly when it happened. You know, he was able to take all his reps yesterday. It didn't really seem to be an issue. And then, you know, today it was, you know, it was bothering him. So we decided to limit his reps.
Did Mac get the reps?
Yes.
With Parson, is it on the right hand?
Yes.
Do you think he had a helmet at some point? Or
I'm not real sure.
What have you seen from Brandon Whedon as a quarterback of the Browns, and how's he developed as the season has gone on?
Well, I think he's a very mature player. You know, he's an older rookie, but yet still young and experienced. But he's really developed as the year's gone on. You know, he's done a nice job with some of these young receivers that he's working with. So I've seen a lot of improvement out of him and a lot of good game management situations by him. I think he's going to be a good quarterback in this league.
Dennis, why not just make a decision on McClain, though, and get this, you know, sever this thing and do this thing?
This is something that we've got to make a decision as an organization, and we're gonna make sure we make the right decision.
Does that send the right signal to people that this is being a prolonged?
No, I mean, I'm not sure what signal, you know, anybody's looking for. We're gonna, you know, make a decision, and that's what we're gonna do.
So has it gone up the ladder, Reggie and Amar?
Listen, guys, it's an organizational issue that we're gonna handle.
Sure, one more. The action took place yesterday on practice, or was it an ongoing action? You mentioned the consequence for his actions.
It's a team-related issue. All right.
Is that doing everybody?
No. For you as a defensive coach, how frustrating, maddening, or however you want to put it, is it for you not to be able to put your sort of your signature, your handprint on the first team you take over as a head coach on its defense pretty quickly?
Well, I mean, it's frustrating. You know, my focus is on the whole team. Obviously, you know, I got a defensive background.
Right.
And it's been frustrating. It's been frustrating because I've seen signs where we can do it. but we haven't been able to be consistent in doing it. And we've got to continue to work to find ways to get more consistent.
Did you believe coming in that it would be a lot better than what you're saying?
Well, I think anytime you anybody that has confidence in themselves believes that they can make a difference and make a change. I felt like we were going to be pretty good on defense, and at times we have been, and we got to continue to work to get more consistent because there's flashes where we can do it.
Think there's a problem getting the schemes across the players, or not like understanding where they should be, or it's just a matter of they know what they should be when they're not doing it?
Well, it's probably a combination of both. You know, I mean, you know, I think everybody's working extremely hard to try to get this corrected and play better. And so, you know, I think when you look at that, you got to look at it. It's a combination of both. I mean, we're all in this together, players and coaches, and we got to continue to work to get it fixed.
That first television blackout in 13 games for this week, is that, do you need, think you need to rebuild trust within the fan base by winning? Basically?
You know, hey, I'm disappointed in that, but the only way we can change that is go out and try to get a win against Cleveland, and then hopefully we won't have to worry about that at any time in the future.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Coach.